You're listening to a Mornings with Kelly and Steve podcast. Be sure to check us out every weekday morning from 6 to 9 on Moody Radio.
Ready to talk with Amy Lowe, director of Windshape Camps, about the summer camp experience, when our kids are ready, when they're not ready, and everything that goes along with it. And I still, honestly, I remember being invited by a friend to go to camp, but I didn't get to follow through on the opportunity, as I think it would have been a blast.
I didn't get to do those as a kid either. Like I said, maybe it was like I got to go to a library class or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm very grateful because my spouse, my wife, is the one who was like, no, we didn't get that, but they will. And it has shaped my two boys in an incredible way. And so that is, I believe in it. And now the problem is a lot of parents aren't ready to let the kids go, even though the kids, they think, are not ready. The kids are ready to go. They want to experience life.
Yeah, we really are helicopter parents, and we do need to land those things.
Sometimes, so. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
We're so glad that we get to chat with you again. Thank you for joining us. This, as Kelly had shared earlier, you know, she had gone through this experience with her son. I have gone through that with my two boys. You know, that's decisions that families have to make when they come to the summertime and that point in their life where we know that an experience like this is going to build into their character. But sometimes we as parents are the ones who are not ready to make that summer camp leap, are we?
100%. And I get it. It's a scary world out there. We know everything that's going wrong in the world and have a hard time trusting people. So I 100% get it and can relate, just like you guys can, that it's a hard thing to send your kid off to a place that is new and unfamiliar and a little scary, but the benefits, just like y'all have experienced with your kids, really outweigh that, and it's just so good for them. And I love what you said earlier, that sometimes we just don't feel like the kids are ready, but they might be, and we just have to get you know, jazzed up to be able to go out and send them to this great experience that's going to be so good for them.
Yeah. Well, how can we know when our kids are ready, though?
Yes. I think have a conversation with them. Again, listen to them, see what they're thinking. Just like you said, Kelly, that you were ready to go to that camp when you were younger. They are probably ready. And y'all mentioned this earlier, too, but finding a spot where they can go for a short amount of time helps them feel like, okay, I'm ready, and it helps you feel like they can handle it. But I think talk to them. Another thing we always say is just make sure that your child can handle daily living things. So, like, can they physically take care of themselves? Can they get themselves showered? Can they get themselves washed and dressed without help? Can they brush their own teeth? So if they're not ready in that way, that's something that you can work on now to get them ready for that next step, to feel like they're ready to go to take care of themselves.
Well, for a parent who right now is facing that, regardless of what the age of the child is, for themselves, what advice would you have for those parents in terms of, you know, calming themselves, right? Because we have to trust the world with our child. We have to trust them to the woods and the pool and, of course, the notorious lake blob, you know, all of those things that they get to enjoy, but we worry about. We get gravely concerned about those things, especially when we have to sign something like a waiver, right?
And especially when we can't communicate with them when they're at camps. Our camp, we have a no cell phone policy, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful thing. But we are so used to them having those cell phones, and we're tracking their location, and we're texting them when they get places and having them call us. And again, that's a good thing. We want to keep them safe. But I understand when you send them to camp that they're not going to have that. I would say a few things. I think, number one, take a step back and remember the benefits that your child is going to get from this experience. I just talked to a mom of a son. She sent me a note about how wonderful camp was, how scared she was to send him, but she was listing off the benefits of what he got from it. He was able to mature and grow so much in just 1 week. He connected with his counselor and made new friends. He learned new things, new games, tried things that were hard. He also learned some accountability, making up that bed, cleaning up his trash, cleaning up the cabin, putting your meal tray away, and he connected spiritually with the Lord in a new way, and he had so much fun. And I think if we can remember, oh my goodness, they're going to have so many benefits. Yes, it's scary, and yes, it's hard, but the benefits outweigh this. And just like y'all said, if you send them once, my guess is you're going to want to send them again, because they're going to feel so confident coming out of that experience and have learned so much. And just, we always hear from parents that they pick up the best version of their child when they pick them up from camp. So those are some benefits. And I think if you're still worried, I'd advise you to just talk to friends who have done this before. I bet you know other parents that have made this decision to send their child to camp and see what their child's experience was like, learn from them, and then set aside some time to talk with your child's, gauge their enthusiasm, their interest, or their worry, and listen to them. And then the last thing I would say is just do your research. So many camps have all of their safety protocols online or in their information, and you can look at them and read them. We have a whole safety website for parents that are interested to go look and just hear and see all our safety policies so that they can feel confident sending their child to a place that's new.
Mm.
Well, I would think too, you know, maybe, and you tell me, Amy, I would love for you to talk about wind shape camps too, and specifically, and maybe use that as a guide for parents as to what they could look for in different camps for their kids, things that they could go and maybe, is it a benefit to go and maybe tour camps? Is that a possibility? Is that something you would recommend? Because I know that not everybody lives within driving distance of wind shape camps, because you guys are a little bit farther out for us from the Midwest. What do you recommend for parents?
Right. Windshape is wonderful. Obviously, I work for them and I love them so much. And we work so hard to create a safe, Christ-honoring, fun experience for kids of all ages. But I also know that that might be a really long drive for you. And so I would say, number one, look for a biblically based, Jesus-loving camp. And you'll see that loud and clear when you visit websites. I think also, you mentioned it, touring a place is really a great idea. Can't get there, for example, Windshape. We know that so many people, that's a long drive just to visit and see it. But we have 360-degree videos on our website where you can just, it's really fun to just get in there and look around and see the camp virtually. I think a lot of camps also have little experiences where you can go for a weekend, mother, daughter, father, son, something like that. Go for the weekend, go for a really short stint. And that way you feel comfortable. You've gotten to know the staff a little bit in the camp. And then the child has felt comfortable because they've been able to see and feel what that location looks like and have their feet under them in that way. So that's another option. But I would say check out the website, call the customer experience line, ask all the questions. We at Windshape have a mom's Facebook group, and that has been a really fun place for moms to get on there and say, hey, I have this question, or hey, I have this tip. And it's really helpful for moms to get into a group like that. I bet other camps have groups like that where you can just really pick the brains of other parents to see how you feel about all of the safety measures and all of the benefits of that particular camp.
That's really neat, because that is calling the parents into fellowship, right? Like you had said, you know, a mom's group where you can encourage each other, because there are those who are, you know, in their fifth or sixth year of sending their child off to camp. And then there's, you know, the nervous one who's going, wait a minute, this is my first time. And, you know, and they can share that experience and really put mom's nerves at ease and quell those worries, right?
And that's the best way. Every mom can remember what it was like to send their child for the first time, even if it was 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 years ago, and they can speak to that to say, hey, I was in your shoes. It was hard and it was scary, but man, it was worth it. And also, Kelly and Steve, you also, you know, parents need a break. And sending your child to a wonderful camp where they're going to be well taken care of is another, is a respite for you as a mom or a dad to be able to regroup, spend time with your spouse, spend time just relaxing and not feeling like you have to clean up every 5 seconds and cook and clean and do the laundry. It's a win-win-win because the child gets a great experience. They learn new things. They meet new people. They realize that they're stronger than they think they are. And then you also get a little respite. So I always say it's a win-win-win.
Well, that's what I found because I got to where I would ask my son, you're going to camp, right? Right? You are going to go. We need to get your money in. You're going, right?
Yep. And he would say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I found something too, you know, that I thought was helpful with my son, and you can weigh in on this as well, Amy. I mean, obviously, there was a point where initially he did not want to go. Someone at our church decided they wanted to send him and cover the cost entirely for him, and he said, "Nope, not going." He was still very young. He just was not on board with it at all. And I felt like, you know, if being as young as he was and if he felt that strongly about it, I wasn't going to force him to go. We waited one more year, and that seemed to be the ticket for him. He was ready by then. But, you know, to help him to be ready, because I know how he was when he was younger. Once he would tell you that he's ready, but once he would get there, until he was fully acclimated, he would be lonely, and he would want to call home. I know I'm a kid. But to help him get prepared, one of the things that we did, because he knew what everything was going to be like once he arrived, but to get him in the mindset for it, we just went out shopping together, made a day of it to get all of his things. I let him pick all of his stuff out. We had a meal and just let him talk about it and fantasize a little bit about what camp would be like, what his hopes and dreams for it were.
That's so fun. I have the exact same experience the first summer that I wanted to send my little guy. He was not ready either. And just like you, we gave it another year and he was ready to go. So listen to your child. If they're not ready, you're right. We don't want to force them. That's probably going to be bad because then they're never going to want to go back. So we got to wait till they're ready. But when they're ready, you're right. They might not be 100% ready. I remember whenever I pulled up to camp with my son, he was nervous, but then as soon as we got there, there were balloons, there was music, there were staff with their big smiles and their name tags, and they said, "Jack, we're so excited to have you. Like, come on in, meet your people, here's your bunk," all of that kind of stuff. And then I remember him looking at me and saying, "Okay, Mom, like, I'm excited now." And I think it's just getting there and feeling like, okay, these are good people that love me and planned this week of fun for me and for kids my age. It just goes a long way. So they might not be ready until you actually pull up on site, but I have a feeling that that experience will help turn the tide for them to feel like they're ready to go.
Well, one of the other things too is that they feel and they find a sense of worth, because when they are received back and they know, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to see him, you know, they know their friends, that the connection that they made, and they may not they may live hundreds of miles apart, you know.
Yes.
And then here, you know, to come into a place where somebody is overjoyed to have you back in their presence is just so filling to the soul. You know, we all long for that. And when you can find that when you're that young, that really shapes their value and their sense of who they are. It's a very, very important thing. Even though we look at it and just go, oh, hey, there's your friend. You know, there's your friend. To them, it means everything.
Yes. And, you know, kids are having a hard, I don't know about y'all's kids, but my kids are having a hard time at school. School is hard. School is, you know, there's mean people there sometimes, and they aren't the best version of themselves. But when you go to a camp that is really focused on pointing people to Jesus, loving on each other, championing each other, we have so many cheers at camp where we're cheering each other on. And just like you said, it means so much to those kids, and it makes them want to come back. My daughter's in a text group now with all of her girls that were in her cabin last year from camp. And it's so fun that every time we send out an announcement about, okay, go sign up for your skills, they're all so excited and they're all texting each other like, I signed up for this, I signed up for that. And they're looking forward to it because that great experience that they've had. And just like you said, they live miles and miles, hundreds of miles apart, but they're able to connect via text group. And then when they get back this next summer, they're all going to go back to that same session or that same week of camp and reunite and then just build on those relationships again, where those kids feel really good because they're loved and cared for and cheered on.
Hey, Amy, I know that WindShape offers a variety of camps. I wanted to ask you, how would you guide parents to know? Because I know you said you could get online and take a mm-hmm. look and get a feel for different types of camps and what may be right for your kids, because a lot of families have both sons and daughters. How would you guide a parent whether to send their child to, if they've got a daughter, how would you know whether to maybe send her to a camp for girls or a camp that's a co-ed camp or maybe to do family camp? How would you know what's right? How would you guide your how would you guide our listeners in that?
I think just talk to your child and see what they would want and then obviously what you feel comfortable with. If you go to windshapecamps.org, you can see we've got day camps. Those are all across the country. No spending the night needed. You drop them off in the morning and you pick them up at around 5 o'clock. And so that's a great way to, you know, tip your toes into the camping world. And we're all across the country and registration is open. So you can go see if there's one close to you. So that's super easy. And then all of our overnight camps are in North Georgia. So if you can get to North Georgia, come check us out. We have family camp. That's a great way to, again, just try it out. We have little 3-day camps for families. So it's super accessible to be able to go to. It's at a place called Cahutta Springs. And it's this beautiful peninsula surrounded by water. We see dads blob their boys and kids off the blob. It's so fun. They're on banana boats. It's really fun. They have high ropes and all the things there. And again, you get to experience it as a family and then learn about WindShape and who we are. And then maybe the next year you can send your child to an overnight camp. And our overnight camps are all either boys or girls. We don't have any co-ed overnight camps, but if that's something you're interested in, you can check out other camps and see what might be out there.
Well, I know that you do have 2-week and 1-week experiences for both the girls and the boys. So just share with us a little bit about those experiences and what, you know, in particular, these are important years for girls, these formative years. Yes. Help us understand, you know, what do they find there and how does that impact them as far as growing to become leaders, either in their communities, in their later in their school years, if they go off to college. Help us understand a little bit about that.
I love that. The confidence is the word that I probably say most often that your child is going to get when they come to camp, again, because they're in a different place. They're having to meet new people. Everything's new. They're having to just experience a new routine and I just think it's so good for them to be able to say, that was hard at first, but then I got used to it and I had so much fun. And look at me now. I can do hard things. We say in our house, you can do hard things and not die. And I just think that that's so good for them. I think it builds their character because, again, we're teaching them these virtues, these values by way of experience. And those kind of experiences stick with you. Again, we're cheering each other on. So they get the value of, man, I'm going to cheer on my friend because she's doing hard things and she was scared and she was nervous, but I'm cheering her on. And I think that can transcend and leave camp and go to a different place and be with them afterwards. We have 1-week camps at Cleveland and Young Harris. They're at college campuses. Again, 1 week might be perfect for you. You drop them off on a Sunday, you pick them up on a Friday. And then if they love that, 2-week camp is an option at our Rome location at Berry College. And again, really, that's a long time. We always say, remember when we had children and we kind of forget what they look like after 2 weeks. But my daughter says she doesn't think about us at all when she's at camp. So
isn't that nice, right? Yeah.
I know, we're like, thanks. That's great.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. Thanks. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I want to encourage folks to find out more by going to camps.windshape.org. That's camps.windshape, WINSHAPE.ORG. Amy, thank you for spending time with us. It's a joy to hear your laugh and it's a joy to hear what children can experience. Also, just one other question. I know that often one of the barriers to attending camp is finances. How do you maybe approach families about that when finances might be a decision that keeps them from it? Or how can you encourage people to find some resource or be sure to plan ahead for such things?
Yes. Yes. I think, again, we have different price points for different experiences. So you can look at the website and see what price point you might feel the most comfortable with. But the biggest thing that I have told parents that makes it easier is whenever you register them, register them as far as, you know, as far back as you can. We do registration like during the summer. So as soon as my kids are done with camp, we're registering them for next year and putting their place in. And then we start paying on it. And that way, it's just a little bit out of your bank account each month, and it doesn't feel so painful. And that has proved to be really helpful for parents that just, you know, it's just a couple of hundred dollars a month or $100 a month coming out of your account, and it makes it a little bit easier. We do have our day camps have scholarships through the church, and then we also do some scholarshipping. So just reach out to us and we can kind of tell you the scoop and how that works. But I think, just like you said, planning ahead is probably the best way to do it, because we do realize that it's a significant investment, mm-hmm. and it takes planning for sure.
But definitely one that you got to make mm-hmm. sure is a line item in your budget.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of my parents say, you know, we're going to skip, you know, five other things so that I can send my child to camp because of the benefits that they get from it. So try it once and then, you know, see if it makes you want to send it back again.
Well, you know, just one last thing for you too, Amy, and just hear me out. I'm thinking this is a marketing thing for adult children of parents who never got to go to camp.
Oh, true.
This is an opportunity for you to solicit them to send their parents to camp. Because we still want to go.
Yeah.
We yes. still want to go. And they can yes. finally have the house to themselves. They can come over and have our houses to themselves at long last.
What a great plan.
I'm just saying.
Like a Trading Places thing? You know,
yeah, kind of like
switch
that.
Switch out, yeah.
We can go to Wind Shape Camps. They can have the house. They can dog sit for us, and we'll be out yep. of their hair. We'll finally get what they want for a week.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey,
just approach your board with a new, fresh idea. There you go. Yeah. See how that goes.
I don't know how you'll work it, but you guys are the experts. You figure it out, and then you let us know, and we'll talk
okay,
to our
we'll
kids.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. I want to encourage you again. It's camps.windshape.org. Camps. Followed by Windshape. So it's camps.windshape, WINSHAPE.org.
You're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Steve on Moody Radio, from the Word to Life.